best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
It's no surprise here at the Morning Shag. I've talked about it many a times about my fascination with serial killers. It borderlines on unhealthy.
Indeed.
That I'm a big fan. And I watched all the stuff about Ted Bundy.
Fan is not the word I think I would use.
I mean, I am. I find it fascinating. The psychology behind serial killers and their motives and stuff like that, I find fascinating.
You're not a fan of the serial killers themselves. You're a fan of the thought process and interested in the study. That's how you need to say it.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
But I'm the only one in this room right now. Yes, that's how you have to say it.
So, potato, potato.
That's no. Oh God.
I watched Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile. It's the made-for-Netflix Ted Bundy movie that stars Zac Efron.
Yes.
The heartthrob that is Zac Efron.
Indeed.
And everyone was losing their mind leading up to this, saying, how dare you put Zac Efron in this movie? You're glorifying serial killers. You're making it thing like it's okay that it's, oh, this beautiful man is... Dude, he looks so much like Ted Bundy. It is creepy.
Really?
And it goes to show you, that was what made... That was part of the reason Ted was so successful, is because of how good looking he was,
yeah.
And he was a law student, how smart he was, that no one suspected him to be this horrible human being. So it really worked having Zac Efron portray him. Now the movie falls flat, but
oh, really?
I thought Zach's performance was good, but the movie overall is just kind of like, meh.
Really?
And you get the perspective of his longtime girlfriend, which I think it's fascinating in itself, too, that during the height of his murder spree, he stumbles across this woman and legitimately falls in love with her and helps raise her daughter. She was a single mom.
Yeah.
While he's out just murking these poor gals left and right through like three different states.
Oh my gosh. So why do you think the movie fell flat here?
Well, because part of the reason was I'd already seen the Ted Bundy confession tapes.
Ted
Bundy tapes that's on Netflix, which is very informative, very fascinating, and you get to hear Ted talk about a lot of the stuff himself. I saw the 2020 special on Ted Bundy that had a lot of his victims that survived giving their perspective and what they went through, which was fascinating. And then this kind of just meh. That you already knew everything that was happening.
Oh,
it's a story already been told, and it didn't have as much compelling information as the docuseries did. The one thing I took away from it, really, was when Ted gets arrested, and he's going to jail, that, of course, it's Zac Efron, so there has to be a moment where he's semi-nude to show off
Zac
Efron. And that dude is ripped. Like, be ripped on ripped on ripped. There's a scene where you see his butt cheeks, and I kid you not, that guy has abs on his butt cheeks.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I looked at the fiance and I go, I didn't know your butt had those type of muscles. Okay. What? And that goes to show you how kind of meh the show was.
That was the takeaway
of Zac Efron has abs on his butt cheeks somehow. Where did those muscles come from?
All right. Well, so you're saying that if you want to watch a Netflix show about Ted Bundy,
watch The Conversations with the Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, and if you have Hulu, they have all the 2020s up, and watch the 2020 on Ted Bundy. It's much more compelling and interesting than watching Zac Efron.
But is it more compelling and interesting than Zac Efron's butt abs?
No, there's nothing. Nothing more more compelling than that.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
It was like a blast from the past this weekend. Adam Sandler did something he swore he would never do in his life, and that was host SNL. It took 24 years to get Adam Sandler back on the stage of SNL. And I know I read a study saying that your favorite era or your favorite decade of Saturday Night Live is the decade you watched while you're growing up.
Oh, guaranteed, yeah.
And of course, that was during the 90s when we had Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, David Spade, Rob Schneider, Hartman. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It was a great, great cast. But I remember at those times, like my dad going, oh, SNL's gone so downhill.
Right.
Oh, this isn't even funny.
It happens every generation.
Yeah. And so now I still appreciate SNL. Some are better than others. I don't think they hit a home run every single time, but some bits are really good. And I'd love seeing Adam Sandler back. His singing with a Chris Rock appearance of how he got fired from SNL, I thought was very, very clever.
I thought his monologue was pretty good. Yes, I agree.
I really enjoyed even some of the things that he wasn't a part of, like the event. Avengers, Game of Thrones, Family Feud was funny, but Sandler brought it back a couple of his iconic characters. One, Opera Man.
Oh, Opera Man killed it.
Oh, knocked it out of the park. That was always, and so funny because the fiance is a millennial and she's sitting next to me laughing the whole time. And I'm like, well, you know, that was a regular bit he did. She's like, what? And she's like, I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, he would sing like about topics of the day. I was like, yeah, pop culture, politics, anything. Opera Man would sing about it. And it was always one of the better weekend updates. I really enjoyed his family reunion, too, with all his different characters. We're like, we're cousins and everything.
See, and if there was one thing that I took away from that episode is that it went too long. Like, bits went too long. Like, the premises were funny, but it needed to be like 60 seconds shorter, and it would have been great.
But that's your number one complaint about SNL is they drag a joke on too long. And I'm a fan of the awkwardness of dragging out something a little too long, so I don't mind
it. But see, I don't think they're doing it for the awkwardness to then get the laugh. I think they're just doing it to fill time, and it's not working.
But the thing that really got me was at the very end, the last thing Adam Sandler did was play his song, which was a tribute to his best friend and very great and late Chris Farley.
On Saturday night, my man would always deliver. Whether he was the bumblebee girl or living in a van down by the river. He loved the Bears and did good dance at Chippendales with Swayze. When they replaced his coffee with Folgers, he went full on crazy. The sexiest gap girl and meatloaf in the band. Without him, there'd be no lunch lady in lunch lady land. You know I'm thinking about my boy Chris Farley.
And it's a beautiful tribute.
It's only one verse that we got to share with you, but yeah, he's got the big screen behind him just showing clips of Chris, and I mean the whole thing is one of those songs where you'll look at the person in the room and go, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Right, exactly. Yes.
The allergies. It's so touching and so moving. You can see the full tribute now at kcmq.com.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Stephen Hawking could have had a conversation with a dentist during a procedure.
Sometimes I lay in bed at night and I wonder if the term party pooper came from someone actually pooping at a party and ruining the whole event.
Wow. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
I come in, I'm like, hey, Trevor, how was your weekend? And then stop you mid-sentence because I don't really care.
Right.
That was just me opening the door of conversation to tell you what crazy adventure I'd gone on, where I was fishing, where I was out hiking, what I was doing.
But true.
But today's a little different because I had a different style weekend. So how was your weekend?
Oh.
Again, don't care.
Okay.
What I did was I stayed at home all weekend long and played the new zombie apocalypse game, Days Gone. It's incredible. Yeah. It's like World War Z meets Sons of Anarchy. Now, the reason we stayed in, because it was a beautiful weekend, we should have been out doing something, but unfortunately, the fiance wasn't feeling too well.
Oh, no.
So she was quarantined in the bedroom, and every once in a while, I'd peek in. How you feeling, babe? You need some soup, babe? All right, I'll get you some soup. There you go. You need anything? Just holler at me, and I'd go into the living room and continue playing my game.
Fantastic. Good.
She's made a full recovery. She says she's feeling great today.
Wonderful. That's
great. So that was a success.
Yeah.
But I literally spent all weekend long playing video games. Days Gone. It shot in Bend, Oregon, so you get a bunch of Oregon references. I'm in love.
And every time you died in the game, You need some soup, babe?
That was pretty much it.
You good on the soup?
I was like, they're quarantining sick people in the game too, babe.
That can't make her feel better.
There's
that
a reason you're back feel, there. Yeah. You're contagious.
No, that's not. You're comparing your fiance to a zombie. That can't be good.
It was an amazing game, though. You should go get it. Days gone. So, Trevor, really, how did you spend your weekend?
My weekend was spent at the softball diamond. I'm the PA announcer from Mizzou Softball, and we're in our final home series against Ranked South Carolina. Was able to take two of the three games.
All right.
And the
good
last
stuff.
Okay. All right. Yes. The last game, unfortunately, we lost, but we honored the five seniors on the team. And it was a really, really cool game. They're headed to the SEC tournament this week. Got seeded, I think, 7th in the tournament, which is not too bad. And then they will be going on to regionals, which is their version of the playoffs. And so excited to see how they do in the postseason.
That whole time you were talking, all I could think about was leaving work early to play Days Gone.
Of course. Yep. All right. Well, if you don't care about this, you definitely won't care about what's coming up in less than 10.
I probably won't. I don't usually.
It's Game of Thrones.
Oh, I really don't care.
But I do!
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Kim Kardashian reportedly makes $1 million for each Instagram post. Yeah, so keep that in mind while you reheat your bologna sandwich from this weekend for lunch in your cubicle today.
Yikes. Tim Hortons CEO blamed low sales on the country's cold temperatures. Then he apologized for the cold temperatures in the true Canadian custom.
And finally, Bob Seger turned 74 today. So happy birthday, Bob. But now the only night moves he has left is the 7 times he has to get up to pee in the middle of the night.
Oh, come on. That's not... Man, no.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
So Uno has officially confirmed that the +4 or the +2 cards cannot be stacked at all. And the internet's losing its mind.
Yeah, I mean, they never could be stacked. I don't know, why is this a thing?
Because no one reads the rules, Trevor.
I read the rules.
That's not surprising. That's why I never play games with you, because it's ridiculous. I don't even know why we're talking about this. Like, you can't go anywhere. Every website, every news outlet, everyone is talking about the stupid-ass card game, Uno, and if you can do your +4 or +2 cards.
So, I mean, because, like, again, it's draw 4 and draw 2, but beyond that. So, like, because normally somebody puts down a draw 4,
Then
the next person gets skipped as they have to draw the 4 cards. But this is talking about, apparently, if you get a draw 4, the next person, if they have a draw 4 or a draw 2, they can also play that card, and now it's stacked for the next person. So let's say it's a draw 4 on top of a draw 4, that's on draw 8 for the next person.
What? That made no sense. But the game doesn't make any sense.
You know how to play Uno.
I don't care to play Uno.
Okay,
I'm a 40-year-old man.
What, you're too good to play
Yes,
Uno?
Yes, I am.
You're too good, okay.
I play my games like a true adult should. On a video gaming console
Good,
in a
yes.
room by myself, and I scream at people to leave me alone.
Good.
I am gaming.
That is the adult way of doing it, absolutely.
That is how an adult plays games.
Yes.
Not around friends and family. Are you kidding me? That's for the holidays. That happens like
wow.
two or three times a year.
Okay.
When I game, it's by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be left alone. I make my own rules.
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, this is something that is kind of sad to me. I feel like you may need a little bit more games in your life, especially like Uno. Bring around the family and friends, sit around, and then you can discuss the finer points of the rules and how
nope.
if you want to change them.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I'm going to do, sit around and discuss gaming rules.
It's very important that everybody knows the rules ahead of time.
That sounds like my own personal hell. If I get stuck in purgatory while they decide to send me upstairs or downstairs, I will be stuck in a conversation about Uno rules.
It'll be my spirit being like, Shax, let me go over the rules of Uno for you real quick.
So I did my part as a speaker of what is happening around here, because everyone's talking about it. I did it begrudgingly.
Yes.
But it happened. Uno, you can't do +4, +2 cards. They can't be stacked. So now you know, and knowing's half the battle. G.I. Joe, let's go talk about something more interesting.
Follow the rules.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
A blue whale is the largest animal ever to exist, and we named it based on its color.
If you buy half a sandwich You're sharing a full sandwich with a stranger.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Oh, happy day, happy day. I'm about to ruin your happy day. Okay. That nearly 5% of Americans wear the same pair of underwear for 4 days or more before they change them, according to a new survey. And another 9% of people wear the same pair for 2 to 3 days. So when you're at work today, you may already be there. Take a moment, look around. Look at all your coworkers. If there's 25 of your coworkers, just know this. Statistically, one of them is wearing the same underwear they've had on since Saturday.
Oh my gosh. That is foul.
So what it means is roughly 1 out of 7 don't change their underwear daily.
I mean, is there a reason behind it? Like, I mean, are they just that lazy?
Besides being disgusting, filthy animals? I don't know. I'm not the undie police.
I didn't know if it said it. I was asking from the article.
I'm just busting out stats for you. And if you're wondering, well, they don't change their underwear. Well, they got to be at least showering, right? They're not.
Oh, no. All right.
They're not.
Yeah.
Again, nearly 5% of the people also say they only shower every 4 to 5 days, which to me is fine because in today's society, we shower a lot more than we need to because of the good oils and some bacteria and stuff that we have on our skin and our pores that protect us from stuff, keep us strong, keep our immune system strong, that we tend to wash that away a lot more than we need to. But the underwear thing, man, I can't get past that. If you tell me, hey, I don't shower, I only shower twice a week, 3 times a week, I'm cool with that. That's being healthy. But come on, bro. You got to change the whitey tighties at some point.
Yeah, swap out the undies. Yeah. I'm in the group that showers way too much. I shower every day. And that's when I do change my underwear is when I shower. It just makes sense to me. And so, like, if I'm on a lazy day and I don't shower, that's, like, the it of, like, the one time I won't change my underwear. But that lasts 2 days max. After that, I have to take a shower. And when I take a shower, I always change my underwear, so it works.
I can't do it. Like, I'm so weird. I'm so anal about my underwear.
Good.
Thank you. That I bring, like, 2 pair for every day that I go on vacation or something.
Really?
So if I'm gone for 5 days, there's 10 pair of underwear in there just in case.
All right, that's kind of weird. That's a little weird.
I will wear the same pair of shorts and the same T-shirt every single day that week on vacation. But God help me if I don't have a clean pair of undies on underneath.
I'm picturing like TSA having to go through your baggage and being like, why does this guy have like 10 pair of underwear but only 1 pair of shorts?
No, you know
what is wrong with this guy?
You know how I am. I have like 1 pair of jeans that fit and maybe 2 pair of shorts that I like that were comfortable. And I wear like the same shirt every single day. So literally the only thing I change is my underwear and socks.
What? That actually is good to know. I didn't know that about you. I just know that every now and again, you do wear the same shirt. Like you've worn the same shirt.
Oh, yeah.
For days on
end. Oh, yeah. No one noticed.
So I noticed. But I will say that it is good to know that at the very least, you did swap out your underwear. Thank you for that.
Man, you're better off just not wearing any at all than the same pair for 5 days in a row.
Ah, yeah.
So now you know, knowing's half the battle. While you're at work today, just know 1 in 7 hasn't changed their undies in like 3 days.
I wonder how many people are at their office like looking around like now, like, oh yeah, no, you. Definitely that guy.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
HBO is developing 3 Game of Thrones spinoffs. The working titles are No One Cares.
That's okay.
Who Asked for This?
Hang on.
And Whoa, 3 is Too Many.
That. A swarm of bees caused a 20-minute delay in Cincinnati as the Reds played the Giants. So for 20 minutes yesterday, something interesting actually happened in a Cincinnati Reds game.
Finally. Some Game of Thrones viewers spotted a Starbucks cup left in the frame for one scene.
2 Game of Thrones
Now, it's either product placement or a hint that the Iron Throne will actually be sold to Jeremy, the South Bend, Indiana manager of the week.
Wow.
Congratulations, Jeremy.
That's okay. That's fantastic.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast. Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Photon cannon sounds way cooler than flashlight.
If Medusa had been topless, you'd never have to warn a man not to look into her eyes.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company.
Hello, lady.
Drowned in rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
Well, our whole lives have been a lie. We've been lying to you, we've been lying to ourselves, and we've been lied to. That we brought it to your attention a while back that the hand dryers in public restrooms did nothing but shoot out warm poo bacteria all over the place.
I mean, technically they still dried your hands, but yes, that in the process...
Did they ever technically dry your hands?
Well, not
they
very well,
they never dry
in my opinion.
Mine.
Yeah, not very well. But
you're
they,
giving them too much credit.
Eventually did, I guess.
So we told you about the story of the hand dryers and how awful they were, and they fired poo particles everywhere. Like, it ruined my niece's trip last year because I kept talking about poo particles everywhere. She got very upset with me. Well, come to find out, we were lied to about it because that study was done by Big Paper Towel.
Big Paper Towel.
I'm not making this up, man. Brawny. That big lumberjack-looking mother bleeper is behind the study saying air dryers blow poo.
So the paper towel industry was the one that commissioned and pushed out the study talking about how the hand dryers are just spraying
yes.
poo particles.
And then the warm air dryers have been pushing studies saying that paper towels do nothing but smear poo particles all over your hands.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
This has been a turf war. Or a turd war that's been going on for years.
Right, that's the...
And I'm just finding out about
it. Yeah, I mean,
it.
for as much as we use restrooms and public restrooms, like to know about this now, just to realize it, is quite peculiar and quite interesting.
So if you're just tuning in, to sum it up, a study finding tissues were more hygienic than air dryers was funded by Big Tissue. A study finding warm air dryers reduced bacteria spread was funded by Big Hand Dryer. So we don't know what's real.
This is I picture the brawny man just pushing his agenda on as much as he can on everybody else.
Well, Dyson is the one that comes up with all those fancy air dryers. So you legitimately got a lumberjack and brawny versus a vacuum cleaner that have been duking it out for years over the cleanliness of your hands and poo particles in public bathrooms.
Over the right to dry your hands. Who knew? Wow.
The lesson I take away from this, kids, is just stop washing your hands
in public restrooms. No, you should always
wash your
hands.
It's not even worth it.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Kraft will reimburse you if you hire a babysitter on Mother's Day, which I'm surprised that they just didn't offer free massages.
That's okay. Too soon. That's
that Kraft family. Mm-hmm. They like their massages.
Okay. Chris Evans, who plays Captain America in Avengers, went to his 20-year high school reunion, and you should have seen all the women who swarmed around him to ask him what Thor is like in real life.
And finally, a woman pulls a baby alligator out of her yoga pants during a traffic stop in Florida. Woman flashes her snapper in a bid to get out of a traffic ticket?
Okay, that's not...
Thank you, Vicky, on her Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, for that joke.
Tip of the hat to Vicky.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Now, I can admit that I've fallen off the wagon many of times, but I ever jumped on one?
Y'all ready for this?
I have now! Jumping on the bandwagon, let's go Blues! Did you know that St. Louis has a hockey team?
Wait, yes, oh my gosh, you can't, you're that fresh on jumping on this bandwagon.
I found out this morning
that
there is a hockey team in St. Louis. Their name is the Blues, and they just won a Game 7 to go to their first ever Western Conference Finals.
They did. I have to tell you, though, like, for being a new... on the bandwagon fan, stay in character.
You missed that I said their first ever Western Conference Finals.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true at all.
You stay in character.
I gotta keep up with you. This is not the song you should be playing. You shouldn't be playing Jock Jams. You should be playing this.
What? Gross.
Yes, no.
Why do I want to hear 80s pop garbage?
This is the championing song. They play this song after every single win the team does, ever since they just started to turn the team around in January.
Well, that is a shame, because when you're a bandwagon fan, you listen to Jock Jams from the early 90s.
Okay, see, no, that's...
That's what bandwagon fans do.
No. True blues fans, people who really want to see the blues go to the Cup, they want this song. They want to hear this song all day long.
And did you know some guy by the name of Maroon 5 scored the game-winning goal in two overtimes?
His name is Patrick Maroon. St.
Patrick
native.
Mahomes?
No, not what? Mahomes.
Patrick
not,
Mahomes
no.
scored the goal? I'm even more of a bandwagon fan now.
All right, that's okay. We're just gonna.
Is there anything Patrick Mahomes can't do in the state of Missouri?
You are so fresh to this. Okay, we're just gonna go to the call of the final puck being scored in double overtime.
Blues have the puck. Thomas off the wall. Shoots, and it's in. They score! It's the St. Louisan. Pat Maroon. Bring out the Zamboni. Pat Maroon just put the city on his shoulders, and he saves them to the conference finals. A 2-1 win in double overtime over the Dallas Stars.
KMOX with the call.
Patrick Mahomes, I heard him say that.
No, you actually might have heard in the background there, they were playing this. They were playing this song.
You know what they should have been playing?
Don't. Wait, whoomp, there it is? Wait, hang on. Okay. You're too fresh to this.
It's Jock Jams,
you need to...
Bandwagon fans love Jock Jams.
Before you go...
And that's what I am.
Before you go on air next, you need to just kind of take a step back, absorb some of the blues culture into your life, and then you would know that this would be the song you need to play more.
The St. Louis Blues, we just got a text, is 777. They won the seventh game on the seventh day of the month with number 7 winning the goal.
It's true.
So what'd they do? Did they sell their soul to Satan's stepchild?
No, that was
all right. 777?
You really are a brand new bandwagon fan, and I can't handle it anymore. Let's go, Blues! Super excited.
LBG! LGB?
Don't worry about it. Just sit
BLGs.
Back.
BLG!
Just sit back.
BLG!
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
When you think about it, civil wars and revolutionary wars are the same, except civil wars are won by the mother nation and revolutionary wars are won by the new nation.
Music can make you feel so cool, yet look so dumb at the exact same time.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com. Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ. Okay, I'm sorry.
That was hard. I just blasted my face with my headphones right on my nose. That was so hard. I might be bleeding.
He went to put his headphones on, and then they stretched out, and he let go with the back hand, and it came flying up, slingshotted him right in the face, as we're going on air.
Right on my nose.
Oh, my. Are you okay?
Oh, man, I can't see. My eyes are watering.
That's live radio, people.
I really thought I gave myself a nosebleed for a second. That hit me hard. All right, well, Trevor, set the mood for me.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. Now I'm flustered.
Oh my goodness! Let's try this again.
Let's reset. Okay.
Sometimes here at the Morning Shag, we hit ourselves in the face really hard with our headphones, and then we look to the skies for a zodiac sign. Because have you ever wondered how others see you when you're drunk? And thankfully for the horoscopes, we now know. May have given myself a concussion.
I can't. I'm trying to keep it together. I'm trying to stay on task. I just can't.
I'm glad we didn't have a camera up in the studio because I hit myself so hard.
That was really hard. I heard it. I have my headphones on and I still heard it.
All right, so let's look to the skies. And based on our zodiac sign, this is the type of drunk that we are.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a Gemini, so I get chatty. So when Geminis get sauced, we become flirty and talkative party goer. He's likely to make new BFFs and maybe even find a new love interest.
Oh.
Gemini may annoy those who are sober, and there's a good chance that his chattiness will turn into rambling gibberish by night's end.
There was nothing in there about being clumsy.
Well, there was nothing clumsy about that. That was very athletic.
Was it?
Whoa. As hard as it hit me, that took some athletic skill. The reason I bring this up, though, is because Trevor doesn't believe in the zodiac sign like the rest of us do.
No, I think it's gibberish.
Even though they're always spot on.
No, they are not. They are almost never spot on.
And
for
his sign is a Scorpio, which is the sign of a serial killer.
Okay, just because there are several serial killers that also have the Scorpio sign does not necessarily mean it's a serial killer.
Well, the majority of serial killers have the Scorpio sign.
Okay.
So when Scorpios get drunk, they get feisty. With a tongue as sharp as a scorpion's tail, Scorpio goes from witty and funny to biting and sarcastic when alcohol comes into play. There's a good chance he will offend just about everyone at some point in the night. However, if you're not the victim of the silver tipped tongue, you'll laugh and laugh.
Ah. So either I'm quick-witted.
You're mean.
I'm mean.
You're mean when you're drunk.
You think I'm mean when I'm... Do you think that's accurate?
I think that's spot on.
Really?
Well, I've seen you almost fight Penis and Beer Robert outside the Blue Note.
No, that did not
happen. I've seen you almost fight one of our best friends outside of Busch Stadium.
Oh, he almost fought me. I wasn't trying to fight him.
I've seen you belittle and almost make people cry.
What?
At events.
What are you talking about? I never do that.
Oh, that's why he's not allowed to drink in here anymore.
Well, okay. Oh, come on.
It became a real problem.
No, I don't drink in here anymore because I don't want to do it anymore.
That's why we don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo anymore.
Because it's a bad idea. I don't like being drunk at 11 o'clock in the morning.
You get too many tequila shots in him and he'll just hurt your feelings.
Unlike you, when you're stone cold sober, you just hurt your own face with headphones.
Yeah, I just give myself nosebleeds.
Are you really?
You can see what type of drunk you are based on your zodiac sign as I go get my face x-rayed on our Facebook
tissues page,
KCMQ Morning Shag.
Here, take some of the tissues.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Three new Star Wars movies are in the works. The films will take place in an alternate universe where Disney still makes good Star Wars movies.
Okay, that's... Wow.
Did Disney ever make good Star Wars movies? It's going to need to be in an alternate universe.
The average adult now consumes about 1.7 gallons of pure alcohol each year. For analysis, we go now to the Morning Check drinking correspondent, Penis and Beer Robert.
I think they meant to say a week. And why wasn't I a part of this survey?
Oh my gosh, okay. And we should have done that.
And finally, the XFL won't test players for marijuana. So a nickel defense might not mean the same thing it does in the NFL.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
This could be the end of the Morning Shag.
No.
This may be the last show we do.
No, it's not.
Because Natural Light is hiring an intern to put their party skills to work.
And you think that Natty Light might hire a 40-year-old man to be this intern?
Finally, I've spent my whole life waiting for this moment, and the moment has finally arrived.
Yeah, yeah.
That the beer brand needs someone who is Natty qualified.
What does that mean?
Check.
What?
Not traditionally qualified. Double check.
Okay, that I would agree with, yes.
So in other words, my GPA, my employment history, none of that matters. It's my beer drinking ability that does. My dreams are finally coming true.
Sure, good.
Now, what you'll need to do, what I'll need to do when I get this job,
right,
is I'll need to attend various events as the ambassador of Natty Light. I'll need to create viral content across all Natural Light social channels.
Oh, sure. That's easy.
Oh, yeah. Man. Chili shooter slip and slides, hammering natty lights. You'll need to do product research. And yes, it's just what you think.
You're just drinking beer.
Hammering them cans.
Easy.
Now, the qualifications, the experience that you need to get this job, 21 years of age or older. Check.
You got that almost. Yeah, almost doubled.
Be outgoing, but not annoying. There's a fine line.
There is a fine line.
Double check.
Don't know if you know where that line is 100%, but okay.
Just be able to spell protractor.
What?
That's actually in the qualifications.
That you need to be able to spell the word protractor.
Yes. P-R-O-T-R-A-C-T-O-R.
Well, you were reading it from the page, so that's not... Okay.
And finally, the last qualification is just be cool.
Wow.
Done.
All right. Okay.
Done. I mean, they celebrated my coolness yesterday at the Best of Columbia party.
They gave you the award for best talk show host, which you're still wearing
there.
The shirt today. I wanted to tell you that I noticed that.
I slept in it, too.
Of course you did. Yes. Number one talk show host, it says, on his shirt.
So I come here with a heavy heart because we had a good run.
Yes. Okay.
But it is time for me to broaden my horizons and step into the professional world.
Yes. That's...
As Natty Light's party boy.
Okay, right. Okay, so I just want to like paint this picture for you just in case you haven't already thought of it. You, an almost 41-year-old man, want to leave your job so that you can now be Natural Light's official party boy. That's what you want your title to be.
It's what I've always dreamed of.
All right, well,
it's finally here.
This actually might be our last show. I'm so sorry.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.